got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms. You'd say you had...
Armful.
Huh?
Armful of wood.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you say he just had a...
A part of a load.
Uh-huh. And if a person had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along and unloading it and then going back and getting some more wood, you'd say he was doing what?
Reloading.
Or if he was just driving along with a load of wood.
Yeah, yeah. Driving along with a load of wood and what? Uh-huh.
We say he's carting wood or hauling wood.
He's hauling wood. That's what we'd say. I knew. He's hauling that wood.
Uh-huh.
He hauled it.
And you'd say fodder is tied up into a...
Fodder.
Uh-huh.
You know what fodder is?
It's from the corn, isn't it?
It's the blades on the corn.
Uh-huh. How would people... They'd tie it up into a...
We'd first go and pull that fodder off, strip it down.
Uh-huh.
And then little, we'd call it a hand.
A hand?
Yeah, we'd call it a hand. Well, then we'd get so many hands, and we'd hang it on the ears of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Them hands, we'd hang it there. Well, then it would dry there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we'd go back and put so many of them hands in one big bundle and tie.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that, too.
Then what would you pile the bundles up in?
A bundle of fodder.
Uh-huh. You pile all the bundles up into a...
Yeah, then that's when you could pair them to your barn.
Uh-huh.
Get it before it rained on it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that too.
What you could take all those bundles and pile them up into one big... Did you ever hear of a shock?
Yeah, shock it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You see that fodder? I have it pulled fodder myself. And if it come up a cloud, and my daddy had that fodder in that field, you know,
mm-hmm.
he'd go there, and he would already have it in them hands, you know, mm-hmm. tied up, or you hang them bundles, let it stay out there in that sun, you know, so it could dry them. And boy, every one of us that could then had to go to get that fodder and put it on our shoulders and bring it to that barn before it rained on it.
Uh-huh.
It rained on it, would rain it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, I've done that.
What about to separate, what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Now, I know that. It's oat straw. You separate the oats from the oat straw.
Mm-hmm.
But now you...
And when you take it...
You beat it over a barrel or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You beat, I had to talk about that, I've never seen it. But say they take that and they beat it, they beat the oat off from the straw, you see.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people say thrashing it?
Yeah, that's what you're doing, you beat it over, but we call it beating it, you know, beat it out.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was thrashing, that's what it was.
Uh-huh. And say if you wanted to get rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you did what to the land?
Clear it up.
Okay. And say if people had too much hay to put up in the barn, how could they leave it outside? They'd put it in a something?
Up in the attic, you mean, up in the loft?
Well, if they had too much hay to put up in the loft, they could leave
shock it in the field.
Uh-huh.
Shock it in the field.
What did the shock look like?
Well, I didn't ever see that, but they just shock it up. And I don't know whether they put any covering over it or not, but I imagine they did. But they just shocked it up in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know
around the pole or?
Huh?
Around the pole?
No, I don't think how they done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen they just shocked it out there, you know. Well, then they used that, I imagine, first. They shocked it. Well, then they fixed a place then where the cattle could come. They had a trough there and they could put it in a place there. Well, then the cattle didn't waste it. They didn't stomp on it. They could pull it back. The boards was put down this way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that it was put there. Well, then the cows could come, and the more they fed, the more it dropped down, the more they eat and come
mm-hmm.
down.